Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. Of course, Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and we have her live on the air just about every Monday that there is. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're prevailing.
So that was a good way around it, she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so that's my basic problem with that. But you know what? Things being what they are with the Region 1 Board of Education, at this point, unless the public really gets involved on a regular basis, they're going to do what they want to do. Mm. And so I hate to say this, but it's now at the public's feet. They can do with it what they want.
And it's very interesting covering these meetings because it goes in peaks and valleys. And the current tone is a valley. There are very few people coming to these meetings. When things are questionable, there are crowds, and not so right now. Only very few, a couple of parents who have some concerns, and a couple of faculty members.
I'm just going to throw this. I just want to throw out. You know, one of the great things about social media is you can activate a bunch of people, but you can't necessarily get them out. And unfortunately, people are venting and discussing in that venue rather than out there in public where it actually, where it shows.
It's not even there anymore. What happens, they've taken these meetings with consent agendas and with everything else, mm-hmm. and the public just has literally minuscule chance to get up and say anything. And when they do say anything, they are made fun of or they're just ignored. It's mm-hmm. just, so it's what people have to do is, and it's coming up in November, they have to find people to run for the Board of Education that want to represent their views. That's basically the bottom line.
They will say, the board members, and I think it's probably all around at other boards as well, that they don't want to get into dialogues with the public. But in the past, the public was given an opportunity to at least speak and have some interaction. And now, as you say, these consent agendas, which often have things of relevance that people don't know about because it's under this consent agenda. And if they do comment, there's no interaction. It's just thank you very much. And it just, it's unfortunate. The board members do say that the people have an opportunity to call their board members or call the administration to talk, but most people are not going to do that. They come to the meetings they want to be heard and talked to. So
now, were you at that big dog event that happened this weekend?
I was, and it was a big one.
Oh man, huge!
Absolutely huge. 200 dogs. it was unbelievable. People from all over. I've never seen anything like it, and. According to Bunny Williams, who conceived of the idea, it's probably going to be a yearly event. It was unbelievable.
Well, then they better find more room, because if there was 200 dogs in the first year, there's going to be 400 dogs in the second year. Dogs are dogs. It's just as simple as that.
And they attract. And it was, as I say, unbelievably and very well run, and dogs. Every dog came away a winner, and this was for the benefit of the Little Guild, who is looking to expand its facility, get new facilities. They've outgrown their facilities, and they're doing a campaign to earn money to find a new spot. So,
there was that. Did you go to the cricket match?
I did not.
What?
How many places?
I did not. But I did go to the opening of the exhibit on the 1989 tornado up in Cornwall on Friday night. It was it's a great display, and the good old Blakeys, Jerry and Pat, recreated their hot dog stand that they had put out 30 years ago to feed people when the power was out for that extended period. So refreshments were hot dogs on Friday night, which was great. Coming up, we do have a Sharon Hospital meeting.
That's on Thursday.
Thursday at 4 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall. This is the group Save Sharon Hospital that wants to have a dialogue and talk about the Sharon Hospital and the way the public can interact. As we all know, the hospital has been bought, by HealthQuest, which has now merged and become New Vance. And so there are all kinds of new logistics up at the hospital, and people want to have a chance to talk. So that's at 4 o'clock on Thursday. On Friday, we have Let Them Eat Cake right across the road from you guys at the Sharon Historical Society, a fundraiser. It's a beautiful time, and the bakers come out, and people can bid on their beautiful cakes. And at 7 o'clock that night, there is an informational meeting in Cornwall on the water septic concerns, and the study committee that has been working. They'll get an update. As you know, Cornwall is seeking to install a community septic system to help bring businesses and more residents to the village, which at this point is pretty quiet. There's not much going on. And speaking of Cornwall, we did a story this week. The Cornwall Country Market, that popular place, is up for sale. The shepherds need to move on, and that's the hub of Cornwall Bridge.
$1.1 million.
Excuse me?
$1.1 million.
Yes. Yes. So anybody interested in running a country store can get in touch with the shepherds.
Now, also on Wednesday, the North Canaan Congregational Church has a free community spaghetti dinner. That's at 4:30 to 6 o'clock. It's for any. It's not that you don't have money. It's just for camaraderie. If you want to go out and spend some time with somebody and have dinner Wednesday night, you can do that.
Yes, which is a very nice idea.
I think it's like the Thanksgiving dinners, which are so great. You know,
yes, yeah.
It's simply about camaraderie.
It really is. It's certainly not about meat, and it's really nice. So, and I think that's it. Oh, on Sunday, the Cornwall Meeting House has been revamped, that historic building, and there's going to be a little open house and a sort of a tour and a little program, and that's at 4 o'clock up in way up in Cornwall.
All right.
So even though it is the last week of the month, there are some things going on, not too many meetings, but lots of social events.
And the music on the green in Kent starts this week. Of course, the VFW in North Canaan has their music also on Thursday night. And on Sunday night in front of the depot, the Cranford Club presents music in Canaan.
So lots of music and late. And the levity and music, yes, throughout the summer.
And the Sharon Playhouse is open with Crazy For You. They'd opened up this past weekend. So
there's entertainment if you don't want to go to some meetings.
That's right. Or if you do want to be entertained in a different way. That's right.
All right. Very good.
All right,
very
Ruth,
good.
Have a good week. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, therepublicanamerican.com. On the web is rep-am.com.